Yes, 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 yes. Good evening, wherever you are in the world. Good evening, good morning, good afternoon. This is the CRS Radio, the Caribbean Radio Show, and this is your host, Sister Cecile, the Top Shelf Diva. Now, there are so many things going on in the world, and we're going to talk a lot of things about those things tonight. Plus, we're going to be talking about the Give Back Jamaica program. So, for those of you who are listening or those of you who want to tune into the show, dial 661-467-2407. And on your keypads, if you want to interact with us, press 1 on your keypad. Okay? So, yeah. This is the Give Back Jamaica show. And as we say, we're going to be talking about giving back to Crescent All Age. So for those persons who do not know anything about the Give Back Jamaica Crescent program, the Give Back Jamaica Crescent program was born out of an idea of our director, Dr. Eve, and she has been a student of the Crescent All Age then, no, Crescent Primary. And she spoke about going to school without shoe on her feet. So with that in light, she has come up with this giving back to Crescent All Age. And many of you who are listening tonight are past students of the Crescent All Age, or you still have grandchildren and children going to the Crescent Primary School. So tonight we're calling on all Crescenters, as we call them. Crescenters, we're calling on you to, you know, put your hands and heart together and come. Come make we do something for the Crescent All Age School. Come on, come on, come on. We're doing some things like the Give Back, the Kickers Club, where we have donated so far over 350 pairs of school shoes, nice shoes to the students of the Crescent Primary. And we have so many things going on. We have like the Bellyful program, we have the sponsorship program, we have the newest one we have is Sponsor a Chicken, chick, Sponsor a Chicken. The school has a farm now where we are rearing chicken for the school's canteen. And further down in the program, I'm going to have Dr. Eva, our director, speak about these awesome programs that we have. And honestly, we are seeing successes coming in, success after success after success. Yes, so there are a few things I need to get out of the way before I get into the program. It'll be wonderful tonight. We're going to have Mr. Francis, the principal of the Crescent Primary School. He's going to come on, and he's going to have a lot of things to tell us that's going on at the school. So before I go further, I'd like to give shout out to people are donating, because your money is making shockwaves. Your money is making people happy back in Jamaica, especially those at the Crescent Primary School. And to add something here, we are not only looking at Crescent Primary. We're launching ourselves out. We are spreading the love. We are looking at other schools, you know, schools, especially rural area schools where you have like 100 population, 100 student population. And we are looking at some of those schools to help. And so far, we are doing great. So I'd like to give a shout out to Peter Gay Williams. Thank you for your donation. Ryan Hunt, Claudia Harvey, Staff Sergeant Siobhan Scott. Big up yourself, Siobhan. Yeah, and we have Dondria Douglas. Thank you so much for your contribution. And we have Peter Gay Jones. Peter Gay, big up yourself, Peter Gay, because you are doing marvelous. You are just awesome, girl. You are a true diva. Thank you, beautiful, for your unwavering effort at harnessing donations for the Give Back Jamaica project. We need people like you. We need more people like you. And Patricia Beach, Judy Morgan, Dia Harvey, I did call that name before. Douglas Spatz, Doug Spatz, big of yourself, Doug. Maxine Cooper over there in Texas. Devlin Anderson over here in Charlotte, North Carolina. Loy McDougall over there in Georgia. Eric Dobbs, Monique Hall, Philemon Young. Yes, Phil, thank you for your donations. Thank you all for your donations. And there are some persons who have not gotten the names yet, but as soon as I get your name, I am going to give you your shout-out. I see I have Mr. Francis online, and so I'm going to ask Dr. Ev to come on and introduce Mr. Francis to our listeners and to tell off Mr. Francis, you know, Mr. Francis's hard work that he's doing at the Crescent Primary School. So, Dr. Ev, your line is open. Go ahead.
Lord, good evening. Good morning. From the universe, good morning. You know, my excitement kicks up when we have not the Mr. Francis anymore. We usually call him that long time
sir.
Ago. No, it's sir.
It's sir.
Mr. Francis, sir.
Hey, good evening.
We have a stalwart of a principal. Boy, I don't want, you know, reach anywhere near Mrs. L. M. Irvin, the Babylon lady, but I'm telling you, you are pushing it hard right up there. I want to just say a little bit of background, and then Sir would kind of extend on that. Sir started out with Crescent, and I think when he got it, it was a little bit lame. But I'm telling you, it's kind of getting the muscles now. He is so dedicated to the school, just taking over the school a little bit under a year, and he will correct me if I am so wrong. And I'm telling you, the face lift and the back lift and the element lift that Crescent is getting is just so moving. And for me, who have gone through that school, this school, in terms of my upbringing, is the backbone under the Babylon lady, Mrs. L. M. Irvin. But we're talking about Women's Day gone by. You know, this is one of the women that should keep humming on our lips, Mrs. Irvin, because in those times, and this is just diverting here a little bit, when we talk about Jamaican women, that has to be another show to really exalt the power and strength of these women. In the time when Mrs. Irvin took Crescent School as a babe, the power of women was not so felt in the education of our children. And so the baton truly is passed to Sir Mr. Francis, who is now the head hunter of Crescent School, bringing forward and strengthening what was in those days the greatest, the best school, not only in Jamaica but the Caribbean. Welcome to you, sir, and once again, I'm excited. You can hear the excitement in my voice. Once again,
okay, thank you. Thank you very much, Dr. Hed. Hev, good evening to your wonderful committee members and everyone who is listening online now. It's a pleasure for me to be with you this afternoon just to share with you a little bit as to what is happening. Just a little correction, Dr. Hev. I've been at the school exactly 1 year now. And
wow.
So far, yes, so far, the going has been very good. Yes, we have our challenges, but, you know, like I said, the founder, Mrs. Myrtle Irvin, she did a wonderful, a splendid job in establishing Crescent Primary School, and we really want to bring back the Crescent where she started off with. And so we are putting in all the efforts, everything that we have in our power to ensure that we bring back Crescent to the place where it was once at. And so thus far, it is going good. And with your assistance and with the dedication from you guys, it is just helping to make life easier for us at Crescent Primary School. And I just want to say a big, 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 big thank you, guys, for all the support, all the work that you are doing, and it is well appreciated by all members of staff, every one of us. So in Jamaican language, I say just big up to one and all. You know, you're doing a splendid job.
Yes. Yes, we accept the big
thank
up.
You. Thank you so much. Now, we want to dive down in a little because we want to get our audience to understand the struggles. You mentioned the struggles. And, of course, with the struggles, you know, with growing pains and kind of beefing up a little baby, there's struggles. But you guys have stood up to that, and you've taken a lot of different angles in kind of building this. First of all, I want to talk a little bit about your population, the student population.
Okay. Presently, we have 840 students enrolled. Since the pandemic, we haven't seen just a few of them, about 30 of them. But we are in contact with the majority of students right now. Since last week, Monday, we had reopening of school for everyone because initially we were just having like students coming to school every other day for face-to-face learning while the others would remain online. But now everyone is given the opportunity to return to school full-time. And so the population is last week we had a total attendance, the highest attendance was 720, but when we investigated, we realized that some of them were still ill. So we're looking forward to see them tomorrow in their biggest number. But the population is basically 840 students.
Mm-hmm. Now, what kind of demographics are we talking about? You know, how, you know, because first of all, how has the pandemic affected these students coming back? I know maybe it's a little bit early in terms of evaluating the academics performance, but just give us an overview
of
what happened during those
years. Socially, it has affected them. Psychologically, the pandemic has affected them emotionally as well. So when they came out last, it was like a big, grand jubilation for them. They were excited to get back into the school system. You know, they have missed out so much because not everyone had devices to go online. So they have missed out so much on their learning. But what we are doing now, we are trying to put everything in our power, having extra classes and putting things in place so that we can have these students catch up on some of the learning losses. In terms of this, you and I know that where our students are concerned, and for just to tell the audience that our students come from a wide range of the society, and quite a large percentage of them are from the less fortunate home, you know. And so what we have realized is that some of those who we have not seen are those who are struggling in sending their children back to school. Some of them, when they call, they do not have any uniform. And even though I said to them, doesn't matter if you have the uniform right now, it's send the children to school. The learning is the most important thing right now. You know, so, but, you know, kids, and if they see one child coming to school in their uniform and they don't have any, then they are going to feel away, yeah? So what we try to do, we try to provide as much as possible. And Dr. F, just to share with the audience what I shared with you the last time, about this little young man, he was basically at home when he found out that school was going on. And he left his home without his grandfather knowing that he was coming to school. So he came into school with well-torn up, dirty shorts, a marina, dirty slippers and everything like that. When I saw him on campus, I said, "Hey, where are you going?" So he said he came to school with his friends and cousins. So I said, "Who sent you?" He said he just came out of the house. So I said, "Does your grandfather, whoever you live with, know?" He said, "No." Anyhow, I interviewed him a little bit, and we got a chance to give him two pairs of uniforms, which we found at the school, and one of those pair of shoes that you guys donated.
Wow.
We were able to find a fit for him, you know, and we decked him out. We had, we gave him bags, we gave him books, we gave him pencils, we gave him everything. So he was well fitted that day for school. And in the afternoon, I said, "Okay, I want to see your grandfather." Now, we realize that that child is undergoing a lot of emotional stress, mental stress and everything. So we try to get some psychological help for him as well, the counselors counseling, as well as the grandfather. So he's right at school now, well elated, has a lot of potential, you know. But like I said, he's not one of them. He's fortunate enough to, you know, can afford a lunch, can afford on a daily basis, right? So we have to be helping out as much as we possibly can. And we have several students who are there, you know, even as I was saying to Dr. Hebb, we have our agriculture program, by the way. Yes, because I know that
and
in
hold that little bit, because we're going to talk about that. But let me just go back to this little young man. When I heard the story, my heart was weeping, as you know, my emotional self.
Right.
I reach out. We have our sponsor program, sponsor a child program. And it's children like this who are really in need. And you know, to our listeners, this is something that just wrenched my heart. So I reach out to our listener base. And somebody, which I won't announce just yet, has reached out to us and said, wow, they are going to sponsor this child. And of course, just let me just interject a little bit. We have a sponsor a child program. There is so many of these children who, when we talk about need, and we spell it with about six E's in the middle, they are needy. They are reaching out to us, and we are reaching out to you through our program, Give Back Jamaica program, and this we are focusing on the Crescent Primary School. Please visit our website, and it's givebackjamaica.com. That's givebackjamaica.com. All of these programs are there, and you can reach out to us. The Top Shelf, she has a page on Facebook, and also we have a page on Facebook. Simple, Give Back Jamaica. Give Back Jamaica. And we'll be able to get your feedbacks there. So if you're hearing anything that excites you, and I'm sure there is going to be a lot of things that excite you that you can reach out to, please reach out to those pages. Now, you talk about the agriculture program, and you just sent us some beautiful photograph of the things that is on the farm. And part of the program with your agriculture program, we are linking it with our Bellyful program. We call it our Bellyful program. Our Bellyful program reaches out to students at Crescent, and we're saying, hey, some of the hindrance of getting to school, and we've identified them for a lot of these children that we're doing, and we have a lot of different program that we focus based on what we see as the most need. So the Bellyful program is those kids who are coming to school, and we're saying, hey, something that prevents me from coming to school is because I don't have, my parents don't have lunch money, and I'm hungry. Hunger bad can't stand up. So we have a program we call the Bellyful program. That is just $25 a month for that program to sponsor a child to eat food for a month in order for them to go to school. So with that, we are also programming with Sir and his agricultural program, which certainly we'll get into. And now we have added a chicken program. So give me a moment just to talk about the chicken. We just had a batch of chicken in. I'm ready to go maybe by in the next 6-7 weeks because these chickens, they cash crop.
Next 3 weeks.
Good. Okay.
They'll be fat and ready to go. So are reaching out to you tonight to get the next batch of chicken in. We are asking all of our audience, whether you're listening on Facebook or anywhere in the archive, please send a donation of $10. $10 will be able to buy a chicken or feed a chicken to harvest. All right? I am imploring you right now to donate a $10. Call in and let us know that you have donated a $10, or go on the Facebook page, which we are monitoring, and let us know that you have donated $10 towards getting a chicken. We want 100 chickens. So that would be so awesome for each and every one of you listening tonight. Tonight, one chicken, two chicken, three chicken, four chicken, it don't matter how many chicken you are, but donate a chicken. All right, sir, we talk about the agricultural program now that is helping with the Bellyful program.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so the agricultural program, because Crescent was once an elementary school. It moved to an early school, junior high, and then now a primary school. So what usually happens is that the school usually caters for not only the academics, but the skill areas. And a part of that was the agricultural program. Now, since it has been changed from the all-age and junior high school to the primary school, those skill areas were cut out. Now, since I take up office in February, I said, you know what? We have to start training our children because not everyone is academically inclined. So we want to give them a quality education, you know, let them become optimally rounded by teaching some, bringing back some of the skill areas. And the first skill that we brought about was the agricultural program, where we have the planting of crops, all sort of crops, banana, pumpkin, melon, cabbage, callaloo, papcha, you name it. And also the rearing of the chicken. Now, let me just clarify that chicken takes 6 weeks in which to labor, in which to ready for harvesting. But because your organization would have contributed to 100 chicken already, those chickens are now 3 weeks old. So within the next 3 weeks, we'll be able to harvest those chickens and get it ready for the feeding program as well, to help with the Bellyful program. One of the things that we're trying to establish, and like I said, Dr. Ev, is that we realize that quite a number of our students, when they come to school in the morning, they do not come, they didn't have breakfast. So we're trying to open back the Home Economic Center now. We are going to do some refurbishing work during the course of this week so that we can get the Home Economic Center open up specifically for the breakfast program. So students who are in dire need of breakfast, they will be able to come in the morning, have a little fried dumpling and callaloo or some porridge or something, you know, or even a little stew chicken in the morning just to get them going throughout the day. Because we don't want to know that our kids' learning are affected by the fact that they didn't have anything to eat, you know. Hungry belly, no, children cannot learn an hungry belly, all right? And so we want to make sure that they are well filled and satisfied before they start to their daily activities. So that is one of our main focus right now, to establish the Home Economic Center and to have the breakfast feeding program up and running by the latest next week.
Wow.
So I am really passionate about it because, like I said, our children, most of them are from some unfortunate homes. Well, not of their fault, but, you know, because of situation and circumstances. So wherever we can help, we are willing to go the extra mile to seek the extra help to ensure that these kids are catered for. So, like Dr. said, yes.
Go ahead,
Doctor.
Go ahead.
Right, go.
No, I hear that that not only as a teacher, but I'm hearing the fatherly thing when I hear about that young man, that grandfather, you know, seeing him and was able to, and this is what we are trying to work towards. Hey. This is almost like a crisis there, and we're able to take care of that crisis immediately. He was able to get a couple of pair of things, and I can't imagine how excited this father is and this young man is, talking, able to have somebody start paying attention, and hence I'm thinking that we're going to be watching for this young man to do great things because we are going to be really behind you. Talking about the Bellyful program and the chicken program, how about, I know you're doing the harvesting for the meat portion. What about eggs that would be able to help with the breakfast program? What has been done with something like that?
Once the breakfast program gets off the way, then we'll have to source eggs from the outside. But we were thinking, when we started the broiler, we were thinking of getting a layer section to the coop as well. Because, but the only thing that with the layers, you'll have to buy the birds big. And normally you have to put in an order within a year, 1 year before you can actually get those birds. So as soon as we have done some extension to that coop, then we'll be putting in some orders to ensure that we have our own birds here. All right. So,
wow.
But for now, once we start the breakfast program there, we'll be sourcing some stuff, like eggs and sardines, whatever we can get for them, you know. So whatever support we can get, we'll appreciate. Because one of the things that we have in mind as well, because we are running it through the guidance program, to have like the more fortunate probably contact the parents and have them, like we have a can drive. So we ask the students to bring a can of whatever they can contribute towards the breakfast program so that we can help the needy ones.
Well, that is
a great idea.
Yes. Yeah, I'm applauding these ideas. These ideas are rich. These ideas are rich. Okay. And I agree with Mr. Francis, you know, when you speak about Crescent being a trade school, so to speak, where people were able to learn a trade. I remember my days at Crescent when you had Mr. Bartley for the woodwork. You had Miss Black and the others for home economics. Yes, and we have gardening then. So, I mean, it's nice to see you bringing back all these things. You know, as I've always said, we just want to bring back Crescent, you know, restore its former glory, because Crescent was the envy of the Caribbean back then.
Right.
So I thank you for all that you're doing.
Reaching
Folks, you are listening to Sir. Of course, we have him, Sir, the Crescent All Ages Stagwood Ever Principal, on the line with us today. I'm talking about all the resources that is needed and the challenges, and we're reaching out to you. So please give us a call, 661-467-2407. Contact us on our website, givebackjamaica.com. That's givebackjamaica.com. There you'll find all our program, some of the wonderful photographs that has been uploaded there about the farm. We see banana shooting. We see sorrel, my favorite. We see some ginger, which is my favorite, cannot do without. Pak choy. All of the foods that are grown there get me so excited. The chickens, can you imagine you have chicken? Tell me a little bit about how you rear your chicken, because I remember when I was growing up, I did a little rearing of chicken too. Tell me how you rear your chicken.
Okay. We try to not to give them any form of artificial boosters like that, right?
So steroids.
What we do, we use the natural boosters like the garlic. When we reach like about 3 weeks, we start to give them like garlic, aloe vera, and we give them a little molasses. So we do not give them like the vitamin that they're selling this for. We do not do that, right? Because we want to rear our chicken as natural as possible. No artificial hormones pumping into our chickens, you know? And I tell you what, the last time we harvested some of them, I mean, everyone was excited about it because the meat was so tasty, soft and tasty and everything, you know. So, and we do not try to overgrow them. Within 6 weeks, we try to get rid of them again.
To harvest them.
Mm-hmm. All right, talking about the nice and succulent, I understand with this set of harvest here, you are going to be doing a barbecue with them. Tell us a little bit about that.
Okay. So the barbecue will take place, it is in May, but I think about the 25th of May here about. And what we are going to do, that particular barbecue is going towards raising funds towards buying up some chairs and decks for the children. Because what we have realized, since the children return to school, quite a number of them, we have to be doing a lot of repairs on some of the very old desks to see if we can facilitate them. And so we realize that there's a shortage of furniture. So we are going to be utilizing whatever we grow to also have a barbecue in May, so that we can raise some funds towards the purchasing of some decks and chairs for the kids as well. So when we talk about Crescent, we're trying to build all aspects of it. We're trying to see how best we can facilitate, as I said, the kids in every... It's not about just the mental part of it. We have to think about the belly. We have to think about the physical environment and everything. So we are doing our best to see if we can make the kids comfortable in their environment. And once the environment is comfortable, they know that learning, teaching and learning must take place in an effective way.
If you shouldn't say a couple of things before you run to our audience, to the Crescent here, to those who are listening, what would you say to them in the help that you and the Crescent community need?
Okay, like I said, we are building an institution to really that caters to every. Are all the needs of our children, and because what we're seeing, you know, Dr. Hebb, and this is one thing I impress upon my teachers and also the students and also the parents. I said, listen to me. You see, if we do not play our part right now in helping these children in every possible way that we can, then what we are going to do, we are going to create criminals. We are going to be sending those criminals in society, and later on, it is going to affect us. So in whatever way that we can assist to make sure that these kids become successful in life, then that is what we are willing to do. All right? And so I am encouraging everyone, it doesn't matter how small it is, whatever you can contribute, it will go a far way. As in Jamaica, we say, one coco, full basket.
Full basket.
All right? And your contribution, yes, your contribution is highly appreciate. It doesn't matter what. Once it's coming from the heart, it will go a far way.
Hmm. Thank you so much.
Wow.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much. I mean, we are just moved. We're moved by your dedication to the students in particular. You know, just hearing of the stories, and I'm sure you have a lot more stories of students that you have just pulled in because of you see their need. And I'm looking, where I was going to school, we never have guidance counselor. So we have the teachers. Well, I guess the teachers were doubling and tripling up as parents, guidance and everything. It is so nice to hear that you have guidance counselor. You have psychologists and so on now. Well, times have changed. And that you are there, boots on the ground, just helping to create an environment that, for a minute there, I thought you were a presenter, but of course you are now. And we want to thank you and all your teachers and all of the students, and with the help of our listenership, and hopefully somebody who has a very rich uncle or a rich auntie out there listening to us would be able to say, hey, call us and partner us with Crescent. There are a lot of other programs we'd like to introduce, but, you know, all of our programs depends on donation and finances. If somebody is going to Jamaica and want to come in, especially if you're a Crescenter, we want to, and I think I talked to you sometime about, to have them come to the school and speak to you so they can come into the classroom and talk about their experience while they were there at Crescent, to make that rich, Top Shelf said, that rich environment just start coming together and gelling, and let those students know that they're in an institution that once was the envy of the Caribbean and Jamaica. So there are little programs we want to do. So folks out there, we want you to join in partnership with us. This student that we're saving, you're just merely not saving a student. You're saving a community. You're saving a country. And we're, in fact, saving ourselves. Because if they don't get the kind of direction that they need to grow up to be responsible citizens, that's going to unleash hell.
Exactly.
Yes, and as I've always and often said, the child you help today could be your doctor tomorrow. So we are in fact preserving the future, and because if we don't, we'll have hell to pay, as my father always say. So thank you very much, Mr. Francis, sir. Thank you so much for your appearance on our show tonight. And come back any time you want to come back and let us know of the good things that are happening in our beloved Crescent Primary School. Thank
you again so much. As a matter of fact, I'll be sharing some videos as well with Dr. Hebb. We recently had our Careers Day, and it was beautiful. We had some past students coming in and giving talks, and it was really great. One of the sponsors, they were so impressed with one of the young men from grade 6 who said, out of everybody in the school, he wanted to become a farmer.
Wow.
And they basically got to give him some scholarship money as well, you know. So it was really a wonderful day, which I'm going to share. Whatever is happening at Crescent, you're a part of Crescent. Whether you attend Crescent, you're a part of Crescent. Once you are a part of this program, I see you as a part of Crescent. You're welcome at Crescent anytime.
As a matter of fact,
share with us.
I have online here the person who wants to donate to person wants to become a sponsor of a little girl, and we've already highlighted that little girl. I have Chernil online. Chernil, do you want to say anything? We have Mr. Francis, the principal of the Crescent Primary School here, and he was just telling us about, you know, the events at the school and how they are progressing. So I know we spoke about becoming a sponsor of a child, especially a girl, as you said. So we have already highlighted that child. So do you want to say anything about becoming a sponsor? Hello?
Hello, good night.
Hi, good night.
Just forgive me. I fell asleep and I just got up. And with the time change, I got a little lost.
This time change.
Yes, as I was talking to Ms. Johnston, you know, I always wanted to help, you know, in whatever way I can, because I know there's so many kids in Jamaica who needs help. I'm not rich, but I'll try my best, and because I have a little boy, so I chose to help a little girl, you know, and I know it's real hard all over the place, so it's always in me to help, even though I'm not from your neck of the woods, but it doesn't matter. We're all one.
I
understand. So I'll try my best to you know, do whatever I can.
I just want to say thank you in advance for taking on the challenge. You know, we all have our individual challenges, but, you know, we know that it's like we are saying, yes, I have my problem, but there are other persons out there with greater problems. And whatever I can do to assist, then I will go out and do that. And I just want to thank you very much on behalf of the Crescent family for that.
You're very welcome, sir.
Thank you
so much.
Let me just drop in 1 second here. Ms. Chanel, thank you so much for stepping up. You are going to get as a sponsored child, and we call the ladies who sponsor the children auntie, and the men who sponsor uncle. The children would say auntie or uncle to make that connection a little bit better, stronger, and also to deal to the African, some of the African principle, the auntie, the uncle, taking care. That's how the person who would take care. You are going to be getting an awesome little girl, and I just give you a little background. This little girl, her mom was killed, so she's momless, and her sister, the mother's sister, which is an auntie, I understand, is struggling with several other of her siblings. This little young girl is brilliant, and maybe sir can tell us a little bit more about Shelly-Ann, but I'm telling you, this young girl is one of our future leaders, from what I understand. Can you tell us a little bit about Charlene?
Well, put it this way. You're one of the blessed ones to have Charlene as a part of your camp. I'm going to put it that way. Charlene is one of those precious gems, intelligent, bright. She's a star.
Wow.
She's a star, well-spoken and everything. She's just bright, mannerable.
Okay.
So I am sure whenever you get a chance to meet Charlene, which I really want you to meet her.
Oh, my God, I'm getting goosebumps.
You'll be very much proud of me,
oh
the choice
God.
That you have made. You know, but she's an awesome little girl. You know, and I'm sure that you will have no regrets in helping.
Wow, I'm getting goosebumps.
So, also tell me later on I could have her over.
Who to tell where it's going to lead? I mean, thank you so much, Sharnel. Thank you so much. And, you know, for those of you who are listening, I would definitely love for you to follow in Sharnel's footsteps. Sharnel is not rich, as she has just outlined. So, you know, come aboard, man. Come aboard. Grab a child. Many of us would have been further, better off in life had we have somebody back then who would have taken us under their wings, and we could call them auntie or call them uncle, and they could send us something and we'd be comfortable at school.
Right.
Go to our website.
So once again, I'm going to run now. I just want to thank you many times.
Okay,
right?
Sir, we thank you. Okay, bye-bye.
Okay.
That was the morning of the show, the principal of Tessa School, kind of giving us an overview of what's going on at the school. He shared with us the agricultural program, the chicken program, and also the sponsors, the struggles, and the beautiful and wonderful successes. If you want to know more about Crescent School in details, please visit our website, www.givebackjamaica.com, and also on our social pages, Give Back Jamaica. Send us an email to givebackjamaica@gmail.com. That's givebackjamaica@gmail.com. And trust me, we would love to reach out to you and just share all of these joy and magnificence that is going on in the school and that we are reaching out to our students.
Mm-hmm. Yes, this is the CRS Radio, Cameron Radio Show, the Knowledge Station, and Dr. Ev, beautiful interview. You know, and there are so many things going on at Crescent, and definitely we want people to join us, become a part of this little group. It's not a whole lot of us, but Jamaicans say we little, but we talawa, and we're going places, and
mm-hmm.
we're definitely, I mean, our heart is in this, and more, I see more and more people, you know, contributing, and when I see that, believe me, my excitement raise, and I fail to mention of Terry Reed. Terry is a part of our group, and he's always contributing, and I'm so proud of Terry for his contribution and the donations that he's been making via monetary donation. He's working on our IT thing. He's a website master. Terry, we honor you tonight, and we thank you very much for your contribution to the Give Back Jamaica project. So,
well, as I said, we're challenging everyone tonight, and I challenge everyone. $10, one chicken, $10 pound for chicken. Just one unit at $10 for one chicken. We're going to name a chicken after you. And they have my chicken, and then when you get up in the morning, the chicken is in the morning because it's on the table. So I don't want you to name your chicken. Maybe you can name your chicken if you want. But, hey, just $10, we'll get a chicken from the chicklin to harvesting. So we're challenged. We need $100 tonight. $100. That's how much it costs to give us 100 chicken in the coop. So we're trying before the show is done to get $100 so we can send to get our next batch of chicken. These are going to be ready in the next 3 weeks. So we have to order the chicken prior to, you know, then take a little time.
So
2 weeks before. So $100 tonight. $100 tonight will give us another 100 chicken in the coop. So I'm challenging you. I'm putting out the first 10. So anybody else would like to join in, call us and tell us that you're donating $10 or $20 or $30, however much. Maybe you want to donate a whole $100 to buy this set of chicken. All right. So give us a call, 661-467-2407. Just put your hand over your phone. Press one on your phone in order to answer that challenge. Or go to the website, www.givebackjamaica.com. Also chat with us on our Facebook page, Give Back Jamaica, or email us, givebackjamaica@gmail.com. Over to you,
Chuck Shell. Okay, so I have a caller, 305-785. Caller, go on. I hope she's going to contribute. Ooh! Good night, caller. Who is this I'm speaking with? Oh, this is Brenda. Oh, good night. Yes. Auntie Brenda. Good night.
Let me tell you, I just came back from Miami and I had way too much fun, so I've lost my voice.
You sound good, Auntie Brenda. You sound good. My voice sounds good.
Listen, I've been searching everywhere on your Give Back Jamaica site, trying to put in a little bit to the chicken thing. The chicken thing.
We don't have the chicken
thing. We don't have it up and running yet.
Put it up on the scene and just put a little in it. We're going to get our IT person.
I don't see no way we can give no money.
No. Okay, on the Give Back Jamaica website,
right?
We haven't gotten that chicken slot yet. We're just working on it since this week. So since the chickens that are in the coop right now, they are going to be harvested in the next 3 weeks. So we need like 2 weeks to order these chicken before we harvest the ones that are already there. So we're just coming up with this chicken program tonight, this chicken thing, donation thing tonight. So you won't find it there, but you could go ahead and put a donation there and make a note, as Dr. Ev said, that you want this to go to the chicken.
I don't remember. I've been on there already, but I don't remember where. You mean I was all over it. I couldn't find a place to make any donation.
Dr. Ev, coach,
all right, we will call you. We will call you back and send that up. Don't worry, sir. So
yeah,
we're
going
to listen to the chicken
king. Two foul. You hear that, Cam? Count me in for two foul.
Two foul. Okay, Auntie Brenda won two fouls. Okay, we're having a marathon tonight. We're looking for $100 for to start up the chicken thing, to purchase some chicken. So come on, Sister Brenda, just give us two fouls. So thank you very much, Auntie Brenda. Thank you. Thank you very much. All right.
Bye-bye.
Okay, bye-bye.
Boy, I love that. I love that Auntie Cecile. Two fouls. That foul for the belly full.
The switchboard is all lit up, you know. The switchboard is all lit up. Come on, somebody else, put up your hand. If you want to interact with us, if you want to make a $10 donation to a fowl, and we will see you. Because, we want the fowl coop. We want the fowl coop full up a fowl, for the next batch. All right?
For the next batch.
Yes. So press one on your keypad, and we'll see you. All right? So, Dr. F, we're going on.
By the way, I want to, just in case I forget, and I care, Renee Gunn, saying happy birthday. Let us sing happy birthday for Uncle Gary. He's one of our big-time sponsors. He has done so much in Jamaica. He has
a sponsored child,
about 3 sponsored child in Jamaica. Just did a big celebration of 40 of the students at, help me out here.
Friendship, is it Friendship?
Friendship Manor.
Friendship Primary School.
They have just several months ago won the Spelling Bee Championship.
The school challenge quiz.
The school challenge, and he had done some give a really beautiful luncheon for 40. He has been hanging in book drive in Jamaica, and trust me, Uncle Gary is single-handedly doing a lot of things for him. So big up yourself and happy birthday.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday. Happy birthday. Happy birthday to you. That's my version. Go ahead, Dr. Eva.
Come on.
I knew what I was talking about.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Gary. Happy birthday to you.
Yes, so she can't sing, people. She can't sing. She can't sing.
You call me up to your challenge, you know. And me back down. So, all of you out there calling for the challenge for the foul. We have 2 foul down. $20 down. We need $80. So, give us a call. 661-467-2407.
I am giving 2 fouls myself.
So that's a $40.
Yes, we have 4 fouls now.
4 fouls.
We have four fouls. So we just need $60 more, okay? So
$60 more.
Yeah.
$60 more.
And the switchboard will light up, you know. Come on, man. Give a foul.
Give a foul for the children. Boy, I'm telling you, I'm really having so much fun tonight. You know, I'm looking at what's happening across the world, and I think we should take a cue in order for us to reach out and help each other. We have to start this process. And I know that a lot of us, we grew up helping. We had some great stories last week from our listeners, how their parents usually reach out and help. And they are taking the step to continue what their parents did. This is how we survived in Jamaica, because each one of us helped each other. I remember... we have one something where we call partner, susu. It's the same helping principle that you and me and everybody put them little something together, them 10 cents, them 20 cents, and that becomes a dollar. So this person get their draw, they have a dollar. I remember that's how my mother made our little one-room house. We were able to... get your partner draw, you buy 50 block. Next time your next partner, you buy 100 blocks, and then you block up until you can get a roof over your head. I think these same principles, we have to go back to them. We have to start learning to help each other, reaching out. Helping your personal family is super great, but there's another kind of helping that is the community help. This is what encompasses all, that you have a healthy, vibrant community where you have peace. Because, as the diva said, I tell you, help today, go and end up be a doctor tomorrow, the teacher, your grandpa teacher, the nurse, you know, hopefully not the lawyer, but, you know, because when the lawyer come in, well, it could be that you have a whole heap of money and all of that kind of good thing, and you want to get a lawyer, estate lawyer, and all of those
I think I have two fouls. I think I have two more fouls. So let's go to 407-866. I think this is Auntie Chanel. Sister Chanel?
Yes, dear.
I think she wants to donate two fouls to you. Go ahead, Sister Chanel, and tell us what you want to do.
Yes, dear, I want to donate two fouls.
Wow. So we have six fouls in all. All right? Six fouls. Donation to us, six fouls. Thank you so much, Chanel. Thank you so much. So
you're welcome.
The foul number. I go up. Foul number. I go up.
Oh,
the foul number
God.
Going up.
Wow.
Yes.
Thank you, Miss Chanel. Thank you, Auntie Chanel. Hey, you don't get some barbecue chicken, you know. Chanel, I tell you that maybe from the barbecue, they're going to start producing some barbecue rub sauce. So
from the pepper, the
season, because they have pepper, scallion, thyme and all them kind of a seasoning. So that's where they want to get their rum from the garden. So I was encouraging them to start to do a label. So pretty soon they have a fresh and top sauce.
You know, this might sound like, so it might sound like, trust me, it can come to fruition. These
Absolutely.
Are how people. This is how people start their little things, get their little things off the ground, and definitely Crescent can do anything. Crescent can get Crescent turn out a student like me. If Crescent turn out a student like me, I mean, I wasn't a fighter at school, you know, but really rude. So if Crescent can turn out a student like me, honestly, you know, Crescent can do anything. And we're counting on Crescent because we know they can do it. So when you give your donation, don't feel like your donations are going to waste. No. You hear Mr. Francis spoke a while ago? This man spoke from his heart. This man is a father. He saw a child who didn't look like the children at the school. The child wasn't wearing the uniform. The child looked raggedy. In him, he reached out to the child. What are you doing here? You know, do your parents know you're here? Do your parents know you're here? And I am shocked to see that, you know, I mean, when I say I'm shocked, I am not really shocked in the sense, I'm frightened, you know, to see a man, this is coming from a man, and to see how he's tender towards the children that are given to him, given to his care. This man went above and beyond. He went and he found a pair of shoes from the shoes them that we did leave down there, from the same shoe donation. So you see, the shoe them still are gone. So he went in there and he got a pair of shoes and he fitted the child with the shoe and he got uniform, because people who have their children leave the school donate the old uniform or the used uniform. And sure enough, this man fitted this child in good-looking clothes. and have the grandfather come to him. And the grandfather came and talked to him, and the child is in school. The child got his got counseled, and the child is doing good. And these are the stories that we want to hear. These are the wonderful stories that we want to hear, how children are doing at school, or the children that we are helping, or these children are doing. Don't you think that is right, Dr. Eva?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. You know, I think this is, when we talk about joy, these are just pure joy for me, to know that you can reach out to someone. Those persons don't have to be a blood relative, but we always say everybody in a Jamaica blood relative, because your auntie, cousin, auntie, we're coming from the same bloodline of the slaves that were dropped off on that line. So when we reach out to each other, we are reaching out to our family, though distant, but it's still one bloodline coming out of there. And I think that you can get no better joy for me than when you reach out to somebody. And when our one person in Jamaica tell you thanks, you know, the good one, the good thanks them. Why, mercy, that kind of reach and bless you. Bless your heart that you can know that you are a part of that person's journey. So I just really encourage you, whether you're going to give back a fowl, a $10 fowl, or you can sponsor a child for the overall welfare, whether it's going to be the belly food program or the transportation no yellow bus program or the hygiene program. We are here to help not only Crescent Community, because I want to tell you, we're so overwhelmed right now with all of the schools who are contacting us. Boy, we're way in the country now, conditioned bad up in other country. Can you guys bring your kickers club to our school? Because all of the picnic them don't have no shoes whatsoever. And we are saying, well, we would love to help, but we financially can't do it. And this is where you guys come in, more listening. Just a pair of shoes for the Kickers Club is $30. Can give them a good pair of shoes, because we're not buying a pion or something. We want something that will last. And when they finish wearing that shoes, knowing how these children care, they can put it back into the shoe closet so somebody else can use it as well. So this is what we're doing.
Hold for me, Dr. Ev. I have a caller here, 619-218. Caller, go on. Go ahead.
Hi, greetings upon greetings, blessings upon blessings. My sister, it's pizza. How are you ladies doing?
Yes, beautiful. The diva herself. Yes, yes. This is a top shelf diva, but this is a dancing diva. This is a dancing diva, and this is a yo diva, me diva, a big king Zagwan. Peter Gay.
Right, that's all. How are you guys doing today?
We're doing good. Peter Gay, thank you for your donations, and you have to come on this program tonight and big up your donors, Demino. So go ahead, take the opportunity.
Well, as you all know, Peter the Diva, part of the CRS radio crew, Give Back Jamaica crew, I'm here to tell big up all my donors, Byron Rogers, Ryan Hunt, Saran Douglas, Elizabeth Marsh, Jessica Reed, Dondora Thompson, Marbia Small, Chip Reynolds, and I have a few that went straight to the site. I'm trying to keep up with everybody that donate, but it's coming in. My people here in Texas is supporting me as usual like they did last year. So I'm looking forward to see if we're able to, you know, reach our goal. And I'm going to manifest that we are going to reach our goal, because, you know, we took on some other schools also apart from Crescent. So we definitely need to reach that goal. But I'm glad to be a part of this project. It actually makes me feel good knowing that I'm giving back. So definitely,
we're glad. We're glad to have you. We're glad to have you. We thank you for the effort that you're putting. This is an unwavering effort. At the top of the show, I tell them about this diva. You know, me tell them about the diva. So the diva is an unwavering. She not back away from nothing. She don't back away from anything. No, she not back away from nothing. And we're happy to have Peter Gay, the dancing diva, on our team, and she's doing excellent, excellent, guys. So join us along with Peter Gay, no? Yeah. And make the thing shot.
Just remember, guys, every little bit counts. Even if you can't do 30, it's better than zero, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's better than
Absolutely.
What we had before. And just think of those lovely children, because I'm glad that, you know, last year we were able to exceed our goal. And like
mm-hmm.
I said, we took on other schools this year, and it's important that, you know, we provide those children with their the things that they need, especially shoes. Like, who wants to walk barefoot? You understand what I'm saying? So it's definitely a good look. It's definitely a good opportunity for you to reach inside yourself and think about it. Like, you know what? When I think that my life is hard, somebody else's life is harder than mine. And if
uh-huh.
you're able to help, no matter how small, no matter how big, do it. And I promise you, you'll feel good about it.
Mm-hmm.
You'll feel good about it. There's nothing better than having
experience.
Empathy, sympathy, and compassion for people.
Yeah. We're speaking from experience. Speaking from experience, you feel good about
yes.
giving tonight. Tonight, we have a sponsor. Tell you, I know she feel good about herself. I know it. I know it. Even though, you know, she tells the audience that she's not rich, but she feel good about herself. Giving back, makes
yes.
you feel good.
Anybody who gives is a rich person. I don't like the number.
Yes.
Anybody who gives a heart,
yes.
who cares to give, is a wealthy person in itself.
Yes.
Peter, we are in a challenge tonight. We have the soul challenge, that somebody put it. We're in the kitchen challenge. So we have, in the corporate now, as you know, we're doing the chicken in the coop with the Belly Food Program, in line with the Belly Food Program. And our set of chicken are growing up, and they're going to be barbecued. Oh, Lord, I'm talking strange. In April, Sarah was just telling us about, if you didn't hear it at the top of the show. And we're challenging the folks who are listening tonight. It costs us $100 to fill up that coop. So we are challenging each other that is out there to make a donation for $1. Somebody start to call us. The chicken that's fine. $1 is $10. So we got, how many folks we got so far, from Shell?
We got 6 folks so far. 6.
6 miles.
Oh, nice.
So far.
Yes.
Yeah, so we've got 6 miles so far. So this is like a kind of ranking of help and assistance to get the phones out before we finish the show. So if you are listening in, please be sending your telephone keypad to donate a phone, because you want that food. Have that other batch, and of course, you know, when they are harvested, they go towards the Belly Food Program. So we're doing all kind of a project, sustainable project, in order that the staff, can be a part of helping themselves. And this is what we
yes.
try to do always. Give them the resources to help themselves. And a part of this is the big farm that they have there, and the chicken farm, which Sarah's telling me that pretty soon, once they get enough resources, they will be doing the layers.
And I mean, just think, they're learning a skill, right? Agricultural skill.
Absolutely.
They're learning a skill in
Absolutely.
The process of providing for themselves also. So I just want the listeners to understand that you don't have to be balling, right? You don't have to be balling in coins and dough to help these efforts. Because funny enough, most of my donors are just regular working people, and they're doing this because it's just the right thing to do. So I don't want anybody to feel like you have to be rich in order to give back. You really do not have to. Every little thing adds up.
You don't
every
have
little
to be
thing
rich.
Literally
mm-hmm.
adds up.
There are, you know, quite a few persons on the switchboard. So for those persons who are just joining us, we are talking about a poultry rearing project that's going on at the Crescent Primary based on our Give Back Jamaica program, Give Back Jamaica Crescent. So the chickens that are in the coop right now are just shy of 3 weeks to be slaughtered. So we need to put back another batch of chicken, and we need 10 donations.
$10 donation in order.
Chicken.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Right. So in essence, then $10 was a $10 per chicken, which in essence we needed to donate just $10. You can donate more than $10 in a boat. But $10,
yes.
We're looking at $100 tonight. And so far we are at $60. And we're asking for those persons who are on the switchboard listening, put up your hand now and tell me so you give me $10.
Right, that's all.
Right. Yeah, so yeah, man, go ahead and help. $10? Come on, man. I got Burger King and all in place, and $10.
I was about to say that they go Burger King and McDonald's for $10. Them can definitely do $10.
Yeah,
$10. We spend $10 easy on coffee.
Easy.
And stuff like that. Easy.
Mm-hmm. So go ahead, man. Put up your hand. Let me see the hands.
Raise your hand, people.
I'm the teacher in the classroom, so raise your hand and I'll see you. All right, so we go ahead.
No, I said light up the lighting. Is it whether to light up the lighting?
Oh gosh, light up your light fast.
Peter gave help around that one because she don't know nothing about that.
Oh Lord, please light up your light fast. Oh my.
Oh, well, the lighters up in the air. Lighter.
Lighter for the chicken them, lighter for the shoes them. Yeah, raising the hand and say, we're going to give back to these children. Because remember, it could have been your child. You know what I'm saying? So for those of us who are fortunate enough to still be able to provide for our children, especially in this pandemic, just think about those people who are not able to. So just something simple as providing a meal, providing shoes, just providing the necessary things that they need to perform well in school, because nobody can think straight if they're hungry. I mean,
that
I know
so
for
true.
Sure I am not a nice person when I'm hungry. So
mm-hmm.
I know if I'm not a nice person as an adult, I can imagine how the children feel when they're hungry. So just think about that, people.
That is so true. That is so true. So join us, man. This is the CRS Radio, the Caribbean Radio Show, the Knowledge Station, and we're talking about giving back. Give back. Give back makes us feel great on the inside. Make you feel like you have accomplished something. When somebody said thank you, you know it make you feel? I love to give, you know, but let me tell you something. If me not hear the thank you, me not feel good. So just come aboard with us.
Thank you to everyone who has already donated.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. We appreciate your generosity. And just spread the word. Nobody's going to know unless if you know, you tell your friend to tell a 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 friend. And then we'll all reach our goal and we'll all get something out of this. Whether or not it's the pleasure of knowing you were able to provide, and for those people who need, just know that somebody's out there trying to get it for you. So spread the word.
Okay, so Dr. Ev.
And open up your purses.
Thank you so much, Peter. Again. Dr. Ev, we have taken on a heavy lift of 1,500 pairs of shoes for this coming August, which in itself is a massive lift, but we can alleviate this massiveness, you know, just by having you donate to this project. Because we reaped success last year, and we, as Peter Gay said, We're speaking this to the atmosphere. We're speaking it into being. We are going to accomplish that 1,500 pairs of shoes. Because not only is Crescent in the mix this time, we are spreading the love. We're stretching our hands across the fences, and we're donating to other schools. To other schools. So, come on, help us. Make your donations. Please, please go to givebackjamaica.com and make a thing. Do your thing. Do your thing. Make a donation. And thank you in advance. Thank you, thank you, thank you for the donations that you're going to be making. Because the child you helped today, the child you helped today, you're securing that child's future. If personally for me, if I had somebody to help me secure my future back then, yo, my baby would have bigger than this now. Big, big, big. Yes.
You'd have been large.
We'd have been large.
You're already awesome, but yeah, I guess yeah, you'll be better. Yeah, you're already awesome. So.
You understand what I'm saying? Yes. Because, listen, when I was growing up, you know, Dr. Ev noticed, we had aki tree and mango tree and sitting to go climb. Nowadays, we don't have that anymore because the lands are being taken up for housing. So these children don't have any aki walks to go look aki. I go look mango, I go look nizberry and star apple, and climb banana, coconut tree, and sauce up and sweet up tree, and go to roadside, go stand up and say, they don't have this resource anymore. The lands are being taken up by developers making new, brand new houses, and selling them for double ounce of joints, right? So... Excuse me. We need to help these children. You know, when I can close my eyes. I can close my eyes. And okay, I have somebody who just texted me, said they want to make a donation. All right. So I don't know if she wants to come on and the call, I'm going to open your line and I'm going to ask you to, you know, go ahead and speak. I think this is Janet. Go ahead, Janet. Hello? Janet Shy. All right. So Janet wants to make a donation. So Janet, you can inbox me and tell me how much you want to donate, and I'll go ahead and call out your donation since Janet's shy. All right. So thank you so much, Janet, for your donation. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Thank you, Janet.
I'm not sure what she wants to donate. She wants to donate to the chicken, or she wants to donate to something else. But I'll have her inbox me as to, you know, the information she wants to present. So, yeah, see, people are giving. And I am so proud of all of you guys who are giving. Because me know, so when I get something, I feel good, you know. Especially when people put it to good use. I feel good. I feel good, good, good. And when I hear about these children and the smiles on their faces when they got their pairs of shoes, ooh, trust me. I felt elated.
Quality shoes.
We're still excited over it. Dr. F, she ball when she hear this, you know. She ball. She ball when she hear this. And I know it's
tears
of joy.
Our dear sister is always crying. She's so sweet.
It is tears of joy because she used to walk with her grump thunder. Dr. Ev.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Okay. I think she's ready to speak now. Janet, you can go ahead and speak.
Hi, around the band. Good night.
Good night.
I always listen to your program. I mean, I find it so interesting, you know. So I try to catch it every Sunday night. Sometimes while listening to it, I fall asleep. But I still try.
I hope it's not because Dr. Ev's voice.
I'm crying.
So yes, I want to make a donation towards the chicken wearing.
Okay.
I'll go $20 instead of $10.
Okay. So
Thank you, Janet.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
So how do I do that now?
Okay, Dr. Ev, go ahead and tell her how she do that.
Well, we're going to be setting up a special donor for the chicken on the website, www.givebackjamaica.com. That's our website, has all our programs there. However, the chicken program is not yet set up. Just in for now, you can just inbox the Diva and let her know if she has the information. So we're going to create that link, and you'll be able to do it. But in the meantime, you could just go to the site. There are other programs that are on the site. You want to just put a note, and this is a note to all of the donors. When you make a donation, put it to family and friends. So PayPal doesn't take out the 2% out of it, because all of that little 2% they add up to a lot of money that we can use in Jamaica. So if you're donating $20, put it to family and friends. You can go directly to PayPal, Caribbean Radio Show, CARIBBEAN Radio Show, @gmail.com if you have a PayPal account, and you do it that way. Just write a note there that this is for the chicken. And please use the family and friends so they don't take out the 2% for that as well.
I have Zelle. I don't have PayPal. I have
Zelle. If you can put my name in the Zelle for Wells Fargo,
Bank of America.
It doesn't matter which bank it is, Dr.
Doesn't matter.
As long as she put in the contact information, it'll go through.
Oh, okay. I'll have her. I'll talk to her after the program to see how we how she gets the funds to Dr.
Donation.
All right. All right, cool.
Yes.
So again, Janet, I thank you so much, and thank you for coming on every night. Every night, Janet is here quietly watching and listening. You know, every night she's here.
That's true.
Every night she's here. Sometimes she texts me, send the link for the show. Send the link for the show. So Janet, I
tried
so
to
much.
Get my sister in who used to go to Preston, but you know, I think she only listened one night, and that's it.
Oh, okay.
We need to call it the percentage. The percentage need to work in and do their thing for their definitely. We need to send them out.
Yes. So again, thank you, Janet, and thank you for listening. All right.
Yes.
So the donations.
It's CRS Radio, Caribbean Radio Show, the Knowledge Station, and this is Give Back Jamaica. Please go to our website, www.givebackjamaica.com, or you can email us at givebackjamaica.com@gmail.com, or our social media pages. Facebook is Give Back Jamaica. LinkedIn is also there with Give Back Jamaica as well. And as I ask always, you know, this is what we are supposed to be doing for each other. I almost think is our obligation to each other, to our community, to our country. So be with us. Take the banner on and just do what is right. Help us to help them.
Mm-hmm. This is so true. So true. Yeah. So, we continue. The temperature turn up tonight, you know, and I like this. I really, really, really like this, you know. So we are at 1, 2, 3, 4. So we are 20, 40, 60, 80. No, oh, gosh. She said she had two chicken, right? So we are at
20, 80.
So
you said you was already at 60?
Mm-hmm.
So you're
right.
80
before
now?
We were at 60,
No, sir, me can't check. Because if 20, 40, everybody so far give 2, right? So we have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. So we're already at the 100. So
100,
yes.
Yes, we reached there because we have two from Auntie Brenda, two from Sharonel, that's 40 and 40, 80. And we have two from me, that's, how much that?
Next,
40 and 40, 60, 80.
That's
20. Oh, say go.
Because you said they're giving $10 each, right? But these people are committing to $20 each. So,
We're already there. We're there at the 100. So it's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 contributions so far of $20. So
five,
we make
okay,
the 100.
Okay.
We are there. Yes.
So we the chicken can get 200 chicken. If we want to get to the 100, we can go. Maybe we can master the 200 tonight because that was just half coop. The coop home 200 chicken. So we still have space for another 100. We are only able to give 100 to put 100 chicken in there because that's the finance I could afford. The coop has the capacity to hold 200 chicken. So we don't have to stop here at all. We can go on and get another 100.
We can keep it going.
and I feel like we need to keep it going.
We could keep it going, guys. Send out the coins for the churn and their chickens.
You know the song that introduces the program Night After Night is Imagine.
Mm-hmm.
And let's use our imagination. Imagine if we all just donate something. What a beautiful situation we'd have down there in Crescent, in Jamaica. The school would have been we say we want the school to be, you know, reinstated to become the envy of Jamaica and St. Catherine itself. So if we just imagine us contributing with all our hearts. I mean, we can't preach, you know. We can't preach. And I don't want to start preaching that. But folks, please join us. Join us and make your contribution.
It's wonderful.
Yeah, join us and make your contribution, man. It's a beautiful thing we're doing. And thank you so much, Dr. F, for this the opportunity to share in this Give Back Jamaica thing, because it's a blessing. It is indeed a blessing to be a part of this little group, this fantastic group with the Diva, HB, Terry, Dr. Ev, Gary, Judith, Auntie Martella. Auntie Martella couldn't join us tonight because she has a meeting. So we miss Auntie Martella tonight. I personally miss her. She's my buddy. So thank you guys all for sharing in this. We're in this together. And we're looking, there's room, a whole heap of room on board for other people can come on. Other people to come on and share with us. Because there's a lot of room. There is a lot of room.
You know, I was reading today, not very exciting and encouraging news at all. I'm not sure the clip was very recent, possibly very recent or today. Didn't look at the date. But it was saying that, and this is not to be racial in any way, shape, or form, that the Orientals are buying out the little mom and pop Jamaica entrepreneurs tours. And the reason why they're able to do it is because they were coming together and putting their funds together and going out to make bigger offer than the entrepreneurs are able to make, because the little Jamaica person is just a one-man thing on the corner doing his things for years. And what did that, this is in St. Elizabeth, and the Chamber of Commerce person was writing about this, that the economy, the entrepreneurs, the Jamaicans are just being out of the market totally because they cannot compete anymore. And when you're talking about supply and demand, anywhere it is less cheaper, you're going to find folks going towards the cheaper of the same product. I am able to buy 100 chicken for $10, but Mr. Wong has 100 chicken for $5. I mean, on an economic basis, you're going to go to $5. You're going to say, oh, Mr. Wong, you know, I'd like to help you, but Mr. Wong, his cost is $5 less. And that is a big deal. It's not emotion-run business. It's finances and doable. And so far, that, the Jamaican economy, in terms of the entrepreneurship of the Jamaican, is like is going to non-existent. And one of the other things that he pointed out is that you have these, the Chinese or the Asian coming in. They're not very friendly to the community. They're not giving back anything in the community. They're not even employing much in the community. So that is their way of circulating the dollar in the community. So we're in a crisis in terms of how we are able to manage our own community, hence manage the economy in our society. So when we're looking at our school system, we're also looking to educate the best possible people. And this is where they're starting. We're starting them with a good foundation in the preschool, then the middle school, primary school, and here we are in the primary school to move on to secondary education, secondary school or the high school. This is where all of this foundation is taken care of. This is all of where we have the entrepreneurship is being born. We were just talking to Sir, and he says they had a career day, and which was very successful. But one of the marvels that came out of that career day for them is that there was this little young man who said he wanted to be a farmer. Now, that really grabbed a lot of the sponsors. Hence, he was able to get some scholarship money. Here is somebody who wants to get out there and feed the nation. A lot of us want to be artists because we have somebody said we can sing and we want to entertain. Yes, we want those too, because work and no play make Jill and Jack a dull girl and boy. We want somebody to go out there and till the soil. Now, see, a lot of people in Jamaica, you want to be the lawyer, doctor, the Indian, and the chief, but finally, we get people who want to go into agriculture. So we want to applaud all of those people who have the entrepreneurial spirit. I know my mom, where I get certain strength from, because my mom was an entrepreneur, she kind of get her eyes, Kisco. We never talk about Kisco on this show. Our Kisco. Sheer eyes are orange, and she was selling at the school. This is how I was able to go to school. On the weekend, she pick our apples and our coconut and banana and put it out at the gate. And I learned to sell at the gate, chasing after car with my orange bottle, the ackee or the breadfruit, you know, trying to add it and get a dollar or two. So much so, when I came to the United States, coming with my Jamaican, and people can understand when I talk about the passion of Jamaica, what Jamaica means to me. If I wasn't born in Jamaica, I don't know if I would be able to make it in this country. When I came to this country, I didn't know about the welfare system. I wasn't you know, didn't get exposed to that, whatever, I don't know why. But just like I saw in Jamaica, people made a hand cart. I made a hand cart, like in Jamaica. Put, and I got Avon products and put them in boxes and pushed that hand cart through the Bronx to Fordham Road and sell my product. Normally, people don't sell Avon product that way. You go, you get your little book and you go house to house. I didn't have no bother with that whatsoever. As a matter of fact, I pushed the little hand cart through the building. I had one of those little Sears toolboxes. That's the first one I started out with. It was a red thing that you put tool in. It had two shelves, one at the bottom, one at the top, and you can push it. I pack up the deodorant and started with only deodorant because I thought that was easy to sell. And I push it through the building in the elevator and knock on everybody's door. So I was one of the Avon knocking lady. I said, oh, do that ordinary. But then I said, well, let me put, Fordham Road is a busy street. Let me pack up stuff to get there. I didn't have any means to get the stuff there. So like you see a hand cart in Jamaica, I, Evelyn Richardson, made one of those carts. Me and my child went through to Fordham Road, and I was the president of my college at the time, student government president. And every time you see the student, I thought, is that the student government president? And when I did catch them, I said, oh, honey, you all need the order. Come over here and my one pointing at me. And this is how I do it. I could do that because I had no shame. I was getting a good living. And as a matter of fact, I was the number one salesperson in Avon. I have so much trophy to show for it. Because I was kind of cheating the system. I am buying the product, so the products are at hand. You don't have to look to my book and wait a week or two to get your product. You look in my cart and you get your human product and every darn thing that you wanted. That's how I did it. And it's because I see my mom, how she was able to be an entrepreneur. And I see the woman in the market. Her hair tie, her heel got cut, and she sit on over her load, as they call it, and their load, and she's again and all of that. That's what I learned, and this was what I was able to do. Once I finished Fordham Road, I would run home, and I put on my white coat, and I'm in the hospital. So I had no problem doing that. And the reason I had no problem doing that, because I was a Jamaican. And there were certain things that was instilled in me that I did not have any shame. I was able to change from selling on the street to working in a hospital with my patient. And this is what this is all about. This little girl was selling hockey and banana cane and tree in Kent Village Gorge, fishing crayfish and perch on the Ryokobi River, scrubbing her dirty clothes on the rocks at Ryokobi River. That was my bathhouse. This is where you get a shower. This is where you drink the water from. This is where you get everything. So Jamaica is what, that Ryokobi water is in my blood. And I have an obligation to find this ugly child that is staying down at Flatbridge selling mango and ackee and styrofoam and whatever. There is another doctor standing there that needs our help, folks. That's what I'm talking about. That's what it means to be a Jamaican. That is what it means when I come here to be cleaning white folks' house, to be called a maid, to be eating what they had left on their plate because as a maid, you don't sit around the table and eat with folks. After they eat and left their food, and I'm in Long Island working with no way of getting home until Sunday, every one of the helpers there would be on that first bus because you're so dying to get out, to get out to do what you have to do and to get back by night. So for me being a Jamaican and for me to understand what it is when somebody, a child, needs help, that's what this is all about. But I'm not complaining. I'm just showing you the strength that Jamaicans have. And when it comes to a lot of the women here, my story is not unique. We all
definitely
let our
not.
Children in Jamaica.
Definitely
come here.
Not.
Come clean people's house. Come suffer. Send your money back home so your children can be able to get a meal, have a home overhead, and get an education. So I want to, you know, I know March the 8th has gone, but I want to take this opportunity to salute the women of Jamaica because, you know, my heart is filled right now. We are a unique set of people. We are the backbone of our country. The auntie, the granny, the more than the men. I'm not saying anything to the men here, not taking away anything from some of you who have been just so strong in your family. But I'm talking about the woman in Jamaica. Can call on with granny anytime. We can call on with auntie and the mothers that has gone through so much to see their children reach to being honorable citizens. That's what we're reaching forward. And that's what we're trying to help these women in our community bring forth another stalwart of a generation, which is threatened by the pandemic. So we need to reach out more than any other time for our little country,
yep.
For our little island. We have a lot of Usain Bolt. We have a lot of orators. We have a lot of scientists. We have all of them there. We have proven it time and time again, but we just need some help.
Definitely so. And, you
yes.
know, Dr. Ev, I listened to your story, and your story, as you say, it's not unique to you alone. I lived that. I lived that. All of what you said, catch perch, fish a river, climb a tree, whatever. I slept in the market with my mother on more than one occasion just to help my mother to sell in the Spanish Town market, you know, and to have money to send us to school. We did all of that. We did all of that. We did all of that. I remember in high school, that time you start get sophisticated now. And all them boys used to call me market vendor, and it didn't matter 1 ounce. Because one, they knew they couldn't call me to my face, so they'd have to stay far and call me market vendor. And it didn't bother me because I know that it was making me into who I am today. I learned how to save, right? True partner, mm-hmm. All of that. You know, just to make a living. And we made it out of 1 dozen children. 1 dozen children? 1 dozen, 12
Ooh.
Children. We made it. We made it. We sell aki. We sell mango. We did all of that. So, Dr. Ev, you're right. Salute to the women. Salute to the women in Jamaica because they are the backbone of the country. They are the backbone. They are the ones helping their children to get an education. Because, I mean, I'm not saying that my father wasn't of help, but, hey, he wasn't the macho man. You know, mama
yeah.
was the macho person in that relationship. She was. Because
and for me, it was
sure.
a whole. For me, it was a different experience because I'm the younger one out of the both of you. And uh-huh. for me, my mother was a teacher, but my grandmother now was, you know, my grandmother was born in Cuba, grew up in Jamaica, got with my grandfather, who is Jamaican. grandfather do farming, all of that. They were able to, you know, help my mother through school. At the same time, my mom would come to the States and, you know, work like CNA stuff, clean people poop, all of that stuff in order to come bring the money back to make sure that me and my siblings were able to go to school. My mother didn't have as many children as Steve's mother. She only had three of us. So luckily enough, it was enough to somewhat spread around. I wouldn't say we were dirt poor, but I wouldn't say we were rich, because my mother is the kind of woman that saved. My mother is the kind of woman who look at everything at 360 view. My father was already in the States. That's how I was able to come here. But I still think I learned so much from my mother, because that's who I was raised by. My father was able to provide the financial support because he was in America. But as far as everything that I've learned, that came from my mother. And then when I came to the States, I wanted to go to college, because I came here, I was maybe 15. I was a big girl. And my dad was like, I don't want to ruin my credit in order for you to go to college, so I joined the military. And that was my way, because I was like, there's no way I'm going to come here from Jamaica and go sit down in Baltimore, Maryland. There was no way. So I wanted to go to college, so I joined the military in order to do that, gain 2 degrees from the military and gain life experience. And I think from my upbringing being Jamaican, I was able to survive in the military because we had a lot of discipline, right? We've always been taught discipline, discipline, discipline. So for me, my Jamaican upbringing definitely helped me in order to survive in this year, the United States.
That is so true.
And that's why I don't mind, you know, giving back, because I know there's people worse off from me, and I know there are people who parents may not necessarily been able to. Like, my father wasn't educated. My father don't read and write. So it was interesting, the dynamics between my mother and my father, because my mother was an educator, but my father couldn't read. So that was interesting, but my father was good with his hands. He did carpentry and stuff like that. So in the end, I guess the mixture of the both of them, it was able for me to be in the military and be as successful as I am based off both of how they were. It's very interesting dynamics, because I think about it all the time. I'm like, you're a teacher, and how did that go? But
something else, sweetheart. You know, Dr. Ev, as a child growing up, I thought I was ugly. And I had every reason to believe I was ugly, because we never had the proper things to comb our hair, coconut oil. And when, you know, mama comb your hair, she just oil you down with the coconut oil, you know, shine. Sometimes the coconut oil will get
my coconut oil is
burning.
Good for you.
Yes, back then.
That's why you have such beautiful hair now, Cecile. Your hair is amazing.
Oh, thank you. So when you look at it, you know, we never had lotion. I was telling my sister the other night, as a child growing up, I can't remember my toothbrush. I can't remember a toothbrush. I can't remember mama taking us to the doctor. No. So I thought, you know, we just knew we went to school and you get a school uniform, and sometimes you go eat like a lunch at canteen.
My mother sewed my uniform and my clothes. So
yes. So
my mother was very good at that.
You know, with all of that in mind, you know, when you look at other kids, I say, oh, your mama just put 2 big old plaits and then just stick off of your head side, and you know, look at other kids get so neatly dressed,
those
them shoes nice, their uniform nice, and you sit back. And the teachers, you know, I and that is one of the reasons I became a teacher. Teachers treated you like how. And I told Dr. Ev stories, you know, of my encounters with teachers, you know, growing up. And teachers look at you because you're in a comb too, right? You might look ashy. Your shoes might not look too bright and shiny. And, you know, but you were bright. We were brilliant kids. But we were shy because we didn't want to go up front, you know, because, you know, you don't look too good, right? And I look at kids during all my years teaching. I never one time treated a child badly, because right now on my Facebook page, there are so many of my students, my past students, on my page. And sometimes I say, Miss, you're not even aging, Miss. You just look like when you were teaching us in grade four. Yes. But, you know, the Creator has, you know, blessed us in a way that we come out of all of this poverty and suffering. Because, you know, sometimes I hear people say, growing up, I never knew I was poor. I knew I was poor. Miss, know that. Because when you can't eat chicken in the week, you have to eat chicken back. And sometimes, you know what? It's just source of coconut oil. Source of coconut oil cut up with scallion and tomato and throw over two dumplings. And that's a dinner.
But that
so
was
you know
still
you
good,
poor.
Though, Cecile.
Yeah, yes, but you know,
I love
yes.
chicken back. I like
yes. Yes, Diva. But when you look at it that way, when you eat chicken back and other people eat them big chicken, and there's a story I tell Dr. F before, when my mother, we not even have fridge. All when me in high school, I go up to Fort Farm, me not have electricity in my house. Me not have it. Me not have it. And I would come home in the evenings and make sure me do my homework before night come down, because sit down with one little lamp and sometimes the shade break.
Yeah.
And your nose black. So my mother always warned us a morning time, make sure you clean out your nose. Because the black soot from the lamp get up into your nose. So I knew I was poor. I know that. I've lived in a house where there's no floor. I just dirt. Until little by little, that take time and put in little cement in it and call it floor and put some red dye on it and call it floor. I've lived in houses where when you can't see inside and look outside, we used to walk up and down and pick up newspaper and use flour and paste it over the to make like a wallpaper. We put
to
on
seal
on
up. Yeah. I think everybody literally have lived in these situations. I think what we find ourselves doing, where you work towards it to where eventually you come out of that situation. So we have to make sure that people understand that what's happening to them today may not necessarily be what's going to be happening to them tomorrow. And it's important that they don't focus on the negative, because in turn they're going to stay in that place.
That
so
is where we want to bring these children.
Luckily for us, we're able to. Yes. So that's why we want to help the kids. Because like I said, I remember when we had to catch a people yard. So even though my mother was a teacher, we still had to catch a people yard. Till eventually my mother saved our money, and then she gets to buy our little one-bedroom place, and she slowly add on to it, and she add on to it, and she add on. You know what I mean? So everybody has to start somewhere till eventually you're able to provide the life that you want for your children. In the meantime, you need assistance. And you should never be too proud to ask for help, right? You should never be too proud to ask for help. And you should never, like you said about the chicken back, and some people eat chicken. I love the chicken back. I love the chicken foot. You know what I mean? I love the parts of the sitting there where people would think are trash. I like that. I love the wing. I rather wing over the bones over the leg and the thigh, right? Because
see,
that's what I grew up eating.
Those times you couldn't afford it, and you even though sometimes you couldn't even eat chicken back during the week, you have to go down a riverside, go catch black perch,
catch black perch,
and come up and scale
and
them
you buy
off
one
and
half a bread.
I don't know if
only
Dr.
in Jamaica
about,
you can buy half a product.
I don't know if Dr. Ev knows about the when you take out the dashing heart and boil it and chop it up into the soup and make that soup. Dr. Ev, I don't know if you know about that soup, but that soup saved our lives many, many days. Many, many days.
Yeah.
Many days.
A proper
many days. Yes. When Mama took out the dashing art, you know, and she cut the dashing up in the dashing gray and nice, oh, goodness, you know. We couldn't afford saltfish to that, so when we get a piece of saltfish, and there was an old man who worked at a supermarket. Then those times we weren't Sabbath keepers, we were rearing pigs, and the man would give my father a bucket even have pig feeding. And we know pig feeding wasn't in that. It was just like a banana skin and yam skin on top of it. But under there, there was a bag of flour, a bag of sugar, some rice, couple, you know, pieces of chicken back. Yes. And that was what we lived by. So if somebody had helped like we are helping now, and I'm, you know, we're talking this because we are passionate about giving back to Crescent, and we're talking about where we're coming from to where we are now, to the point where we can, if somebody had given back to us, you know, we know that it would not have been in vain, and some of us would have been further along. Further along. So to close out our show, Dr. Eve, you know, tell our listeners how they can donate to this program, and just close out this program.
Well, I want to thank you all divas, special big up to Peter Gay. Peter Gay has been really instrumental last year in bringing in big portion of our donation, reaching out to, luckily she has a network really connected with her.
Big up to my soldier friend, them, my military people, them, big up on herself.
Yes, ma'am. And she was really able to make it. One of the things that really struck me out this evening is when Sir Principal Francis said, hey, when that little boy came into school, without the blessing of his grandfather, literally run away from home to go to school. That kind of moved me. When he was able to get a pair of shoes that we have, that kind of made tears flow. You know, my tear is not too very far. But folks, I want to tell you, with the information that you've gathered here to what Give Back Jamaica is doing, I want to ask you to be moved to make a donation, to call a friend and family who are from Jamaica in particular, because I like when the people are from Jamaica too, because that really, full courage, I don't say encourage, full courage us all, that we can do for each other. And that's what Give Back Jamaica is all about. We want to be able to learn to do for each other. So if you go to the website, you can support our chicken program. You can support our agricultural program, which ties up with our Bellyful program. The Bellyful program gives the kids who are in need of a little something, to have something in their stomach, to have nutrition. And Sir is making sure that you have some organic, nutritious protein and vegetables through their garden. We have also the sponsor program. We had two sponsors today on our show. Bless up your sponsorship, because you are about to change life. You're about to watch student or children or family, because this is a chain reaction. You help a child, you're helping mama, and if there's a papa there, you're helping papa. Now you're giving that child confidence, and that child know that somebody somewhere, not necessarily in their family, is going to reach out and help them. Can you imagine what kind of dynamics that will be for that child going down, and how that child is going to be able to say, hey, when I get a little bigger, I'm going to help somebody too, because somebody helped me. Go to the website www.givebackjamaica.com. We have a Facebook page, givebackjamaica.com. You can email us, givebackjamaica@gmail.com. You can reach out. Well, I hope that's good luck. That's good luck. And we don't have to have good luck. What we have to have is charity within our hearts to reach back and reach forward and reach up and help up and shine a light on a child.
which is our community and our nation, if we are to survive.
Okay.
Thank you so much, Diva, for having me. And thank you so much for this absolutely wonderful program. Thanks to all the listeners. Thanks to the community there at Crescent. I want to thank you, especially. Pick up yourself, Uncle Gary. Take care.
Thank you, Dr. Thank you. And to take
thank
us
you,
here,
guys.